This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Now it's Facebook with the artificial intelligence. I'm David Brancaccio. Facebook's parent company, Meta, is getting on the ChatGPT-style bandwagon and has unveiled its own artificial intelligence tool. It's called SAM. I'll tell you what that stands for, but it doesn't really help. S-A-M, Segment Anything Model. Meta says it can identify objects and photos and videos, even if it hasn't encountered those objects before. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here to please explain.
Well, David, it's actually not very easy to explain because SAM is essentially a tool for a tool. It comes from Meta's research division, and it's not quite the same as ChatGPT on Bing or Google's Bard in that it's not yet quite ready for prime time. It's not meant to be used by just anybody. I mean, you can, but it's not that user-friendly. But what Meta hopes SAM will be is a tool to help artificial intelligence systems better recognize the world, to understand the images they see, and be able to differentiate between objects and figure out what they are. And the part that Meta is excited about is this very notion that SAM, the AI tool, doesn't need to have seen or been trained on a specific object before it can recognize it. So for example, say there's a photo of someone with a pen in their hand, and even though the SAM may have never seen a pen before, it can understand that there are two objects in the photo, a person and something they're holding. And that's the progress Meta is trumpeting.
Right, because why would SAM ever need to hold a pen? And why, Nova, roll this out before it's made to be more useful?
Well, Meta wants outside researchers to tinker with it. They're offering it as an open source technology, and the company thinks it can be used in a wide variety of applications, like biological research even. Bigger picture, though, of course, is, you know, Meta is likely trying to stay in the conversation over regenerative AI. It's a bit behind. It's offered a number of tools that will be coming out, but they're not out yet. And of course, Microsoft and Alphabet are ahead.
All right. Generative AI. Nova Safo, thank you very, very much.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
You may have missed it during the former President Trump stuff on Tuesday, but Charlie Javis, the 31-year-old founder and CEO of a student loan startup called Frank, was arrested after being charged with fraud by federal authorities. The SEC has also filed a civil case. She denies faking the existence of millions of customers ahead of J.P. Morgan buying her startup for $175 million about a year ago. Javis becomes the latest name on Forbes magazine's 30 Under 30 business leaders list to get charged with fraud. Fraudsters are everywhere, says Kelly Richmond Pope, a professor of forensic accounting at DePaul University in Chicago. Her new book is called Fool Me Once. Morning, Professor.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kelly, I'm not sure I want to live a family life and a work life where I can't really trust anyone. But what would you say? I need to get over that and not be a chump?
Absolutely. You're living it. You have to get over it because that is the life that you are involved in every single day.
I don't know. You have to trust some people, but you sure can't trust all people in an organization. And you've sat down with a lot of people who've really betrayed that trust.
I have. And what's interesting is what I've learned when sitting down with people is we all sort of push the envelope and push that trust envelope in the organizations that we work in. We just don't always think of ourselves as doing that.
I like how you divide up people who play roles in what I'll call the fraud industrial complex. First, there are the scheming fraudsters who have an almost or actual sociopathic mindset. But then there are people who, stumble across a possible opportunity to do the wrong thing and then do the wrong thing?
Well, yeah. So I'll admit, I am a true crime lover, right? And a lot of those shows that we watch are about a category that I call in the book called intentional perpetrators. But there are these other categories that are also mentioned. Those are the accidental perpetrators and the righteous perpetrators. Any one of us could be those. And so say, for instance, your boss, your supervisor asked you to sort of turn a blind eye to something. Those are us too. And so they are just the regular, average, everyday employee that could find themselves mixed up in a fraud.
Well, you have a story in the book about it's from a bank and then there's some cash missing. They figure it out and the employee says, oh, look at that cash. That was from that other day. And what happens?
I love that story. I'm glad you brought that up because it's a great question that we all need to ask ourselves. What would you do if you found a bag of money sitting somewhere? So the story you're talking about is a teller that found a bag of money that was under a cabinet. And he had to think about, what am I going to do? He decided he was going to take the money and he had a good time spending the money. But he had this, do I take or do I tell decision making process that he had to go through to decide, well, I'm actually going to take this money and hopefully I won't get caught and I want to find out.
So help us with some signs to watch out for in an organization. I guess like the person who has their fingers on the purse strings at the company who never, ever takes a vacation, right? They're afraid someone else will sub for them and find something wrong.
Well, there's some general signs. And I think the first main one is a disregard for compliance training and ethics training. If no one really cares, no one pays attention, it's just sort of like a check the box activity. I think that's a sign because it leads to the type of culture that you might be working in. A second sign is if there are no internal controls around anybody. And I think we have to remember that internal controls are put in place to protect us all no matter where we work. So if there are no internal controls, and I think you saw or we're seeing with the FTX scandal, there were no internal controls there. That should be a red flag. If you're working in an organization like that, be careful.
Kelly Richmond Pope is a professor of forensic accounting at DePaul University in Chicago. Her new book is called Fool Me Once, Scams, Stories, and Secrets from the Trillion-Dollar Fraud Industry. Professor Pope, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And there's a new list of busiest airports from an industry group. Yes, Atlanta, still on top. But more newsworthy, I think, is that while passenger numbers are up 54% from pandemic 2021 to 2022, the number is still 26% lower than the year prior to pandemic. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.